VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Senior Trump administration officials and members of Congress will meet for closed-door sessions on Capitol Hill in Washington Tuesday. They're due to discuss a military threat the White House says Iran poses in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Top security officials will be making their way to Capitol Hill today to brief members of Congress on the mounting tensions with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will head the closed-door briefings with the House and the Senate. As he was departing the White House Monday afternoon, President Trump told reporters,
"We have no indication that anything's happened or will happen, but if it does, it will be met, obviously, with great force. We'll have no choice."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
One issue expected to come up, suspicions expressed by U.S. officials that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is expected to defy a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a key figure in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Democrats have hoped to question him as a way to focus attention on Mueller's findings and further investigate whether Trump did obstruct justice. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on nations to accept those who are fleeing Venezuela. In a news briefing Tuesday, UNHCR spokesperson Liz Throssell cited worsening political, economic, human rights, and humanitarian conditions in Venezuela. She said some 3.7 million people have left the country. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Huawei founder Ren Zhengfei said Tuesday that recent measures by the U.S. government won't affect his company's most advanced technology, including 5G.
So, this time, Ren
spoke in a series of interviews on state-run news outlets. Last week, the U.S. Commerce Department added Huawei and 68 entities to an export blacklist that would make it nearly impossible for the Chinese telecommunications company to purchase goods made in the U.S. The Chinese firm is at the center of an ongoing trade dispute between Washington and Beijing. New Zealand police say they have charged the man accused of murder in shootings and at two Christchurch mosques in March with engaging in a terrorist attack. It is the first time such a charge had been brought in the country's history. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
New Zealand police say Tuesday's charge under the country's anti-terror law was filed against Brenton Tarrant, and they say it's the first time that charge has ever been levied in the country's history. On March 15th, a lone gunman armed with semi-automatic weapons targeted Muslims attending Friday prayers, killing 51 people and wounding dozens more. The attack was broadcast live on Facebook. Tarrant is a suspected white supremacist and faces a total of 51 charges of murder and 40 of attempted murder. Tarrant's lawyer did not immediately respond to a request from Reuters for comment.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Tarrant is next due in court on June 14th. Yemen's Houthi rebels said Tuesday they attacked an arms depot in the southern Saudi city of Najran. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said the attack involved a drone carrying explosives and that it targeted a facility used by civilians. The World Food Program is warning that it may have to suspend the distribution of food aid in Houthi rebel-controlled areas of Yemen. That's if the group does not stop obstructing its work. The United Nations Food Agency called on Yemeni leaders to control the Houthis. Here's Stefan Dujarric, the UN Secretary General's spokesperson.
This phased suspension of WFP operations will be taken as a last resort, and the agency will do everything within its powers to ensure that the weakest and most vulnerable, especially the children, do not suffer.
The UN's humanitarian operation in Yemen is its largest in the world. Malawian President Peter Mutharika is seeking a second term as voters in the Southern African nation cast ballots in Tuesday's general election. We are following this story on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. Voice of America.